phrase Lech Lecha appears two times in the Torah. One is in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu Lech Lecha mi'atzecha mi'aravecha mi'beis avicha, and also in the Nisoyin of the Akedah, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu Lech Lecha el Eretz HaMoria. These two Nisyonos, which are introduced by the phrase Lech Lecha, parallel in this respect. The test of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha was Avraham Avinu was asked to sacrifice his entire past. The Lech Lecha of the Akedah, Kodesh Baruch Hu demands of Avraham to sacrifice his future. Ki b'yitzok yikor lecha zera. The Beis Halevi, in explaining the Gemara in Sotan Daf Yud Zayin, that b'schar she'am Avraham v'anochi ofer v'efer, zochel ofer sota v'efer para. So the Beis Halevi explains that ofer is something that doesn't have a past. However, you can cultivate the earth and grow things so it has potentially a future. And efer is the opposite. Efer, ashes, had a past, but now it's been burnt to a crisp. All you have is ashes, so it has no future. And that's what Avraham Avinu was saying. Vanochi ofer v'efer, without Kodesh Baruch Hu, I have no past and no future. And in that merit, the Gemara says, that he was zoicha to offer sota and efer paraduma. That offer sota is mavara and proves that the woman was always, never committed adultery, and she was always pure. And that was corresponds to Avraham Avinu saying Vanochi offer, that saying I have no past. So by saying that, that humility, he merits that we see that the woman was always Toha, his wife. And in the merit that he said Vanochi offer v'efer had a past but has no future. So he was zocher to efer parah aduma, which even a person who is tamei, it cleanses him for the future.